Chinese President Xi Jinping has said Kiribati stood on the right side of history by resuming diplomatic ties with China. President Xi made the remarks when holding talks with Kiribati's President Taneti Mamau in Beijing. The two leaders also witnessed the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding for Belt and Road Cooperation. China and Kiribati resumed diplomatic relations in September 2019 on the basis of the One China policy, opening a new chapter for bilateral ties. The new director of the Liaison Office of the Central Government in Hong Kong has said the One Country, Two Systems principle is the biggest advantage for the city. In his first public speech since taking the new role, Luo Huining promised that he will work with sincerity for Hong Kong and lead the liaison office to continue to faithfully perform its duties.
Though I used to work in the Chinese mainland, I'm familiar with the situation in Hong Kong. For me, the new role in the central government's liaison office in Hong Kong is a new mission as well as a new challenge.
Luo noted the situation in Hong Kong has been a concern for everyone during the past half year, adding that it is the hope of everyone that Hong Kong can be back on track soon. Luo was appointed director of the liaison office on Saturday, replacing Wang Zhimin. Regulators say China will take measures to further deepen reform and opening up in the foreign exchange sector. The State Administration of Foreign Exchange says China will steadily promote opening up in the capital account, support interconnectivity and two-way opening up of the financial market. The country will boost the liberalization, facilitation and high-quality development of trade and investment, as well as support the growth of new trade models and cross-border financial blockchain service platforms. China's express delivery sector is expected to hand over 70 billion parcels this year. According to China's State Post Bureau, the sector delivered a total of 63 billion parcels in the past year, up 24% year-on-year. Total revenue of this sector reached 740 billion yuan, or $107 billion, contributing 1% of GDP. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said Australia will commit an extra $2 billion over the next 2 years to help cover the cost of rebuilding as bushfires ravage the country. He told a news conference the government would pay whatever it costs to recover from the fires.
So the $2 billion commitment is an additional commitment. It is an additional cost. It is an initial commitment, and if further funds are required, further funds will be provided. What we are focusing on here is the human cost and the rebuilding cost for people's lives.
Australia has been battling wildfires across swathes of its east coast for weeks, with the blazes scorching more than 6 million hectares of land, killing both wildlife and livestock, and claiming 24 lives.